always, every time we bring something up, Thomas has always got a different opinion. So Lord, he said, guys, it's not going to be done the way you think. I'm sending my Spirit. I'm going to send my Spirit. And my Spirit's going to fill you up. So don't go anywhere. Wait till this happens. Okay, Lord. You're the Lord. We're going to do what you say. The Holy Spirit was poured out. Did it make a difference? My goodness, did it make a difference. You know, of the 12, I believe 10 of them died a martyr's death. Peter was hung upside down. They were going to do it right side up. He said, no, not like my Lord. I'm not the Lord. They put him upside down. These guys died alone, apart from each other. They didn't start the 12 Apostle Club. And then they had arguments. Other people, you're not an apostle, I'm an apostle. You're not an apostle, I'm an apostle. You're a prophet, I'm not a prophet. Still the same thing today. I'm a prophet, you're a prophet. You know, be quiet. Just do your job. Amen. If you're a fireman, put out fires. Don't ask for a desk that says fireman. Put out a fire. If you're a man of God, be a man of God. If you're a woman of God, be a woman of God. Just do it from the heart. Hallelujah. See, the Holy Spirit made all the difference. Jesus said, I will not leave you what? Comfortless. Look at the scripture in your notes. John 14, verses 16 and 17. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Hallelujah. Now, I've talked to people from various religions. I've studied all the religions. Really have. I love talking to people of other religions. I said, tell me what I need to do. Tell me why I should be with you. I want to know. And I mean it. I'm not trying to be nasty. I'm saying, give me your best shot. Show me what I'm supposed to do. Let's get with it. I had a guy, a Muslim, and he would talk to me, and so forth. Finally, I said, all right, here we are. We're alone. Tell me, what is I'm supposed to do? He goes, let me call my friend. Call your friend. I'm supposed to go with, be with you, and you got to call. Yeah, he studies the Quran, and he knows all these things. I said, well, whatever. So he brought this other guy over. He says, well, this is why you should come with us. He said, do this, do that, do that. We have Ramadan. We fast during the day, and then we eat at night, and we do it for 30 days. And I said, why? He said, for cleansing and purification and renewal. I said, oh, that's what you do for that. I said, well, I have the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I do that every day. Glory to God. I said, you know, you're taking me back to the law. Everything you're doing is under the law. And you see, I wasn't there to argue. I was there to give him a clear choice. I said, you're asking me to go back. You're asking me to get out of my car and push it up the mountain. No, thank you. I'm going to get in the car and drive it. Amen. Because the engine in that car is designed to carry me, not me carry it. The Holy Spirit in your life is designed to take the burdens off of you, and you are to take the ride with the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's true Christianity. Isn't that great? No wonder Jesus said, wait for the promise of the Father. He doesn't want you wasting your life and being all worn out and tired out and all that. Amen. He wants the greater one to live inside you and put you over. He dwells with you. He shall be in you. That's a powerful truth. He shall be in you. And people from other religions, they say, oh, the Holy Spirit, he's with us all the time. The Holy Spirit, he's talking to us. The Holy Spirit's doing this. The Holy Spirit's doing that. And yet, I said, well, what about us being the temple? Well, that's terminology. That's not the way it is. He's not really inside of you. And I say, yes, he is. If the Holy Spirit is not inside of me, then what Jesus said is not true. He said he's with you, but he shall be in you. How many would you rather have him in you than